Evolve Psychology on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Here we are, approaching the end of September, and at this stage you would hope that your child would be nicely settled into school, back into the routine. And if they've changed schools, perhaps they've moved from an infant to a junior, or even bigger move, from a junior to a secondary school, then it can be a big change. And you'd hope a few weeks into term that maybe that change was starting to settle down and they were getting into a routine, but it's not always the case. To discuss this change and how difficult it can be, I'm delighted to say that Dr. Laura Powling from Evolve Psychology joins me in the studio here. We're going to talk about what that experience can be like. It's a nerve-wracking time, not just for the children, but for the parents as well, isn't it?
I think it can sort of trigger lots of emotions in people, from happiness and excitement, looking forward to the change and the new start, perhaps the opportunities that might come from that. But for many young people, it can also be a time of anxiety, worry, stress, and some sadness as well, as they move between friendship groups and perhaps don't always follow through with people that they've had existing friendships or familiarity with.
There's also the size difference. That's a different situation to be in, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think for any child, that's a huge change. And I think it isn't just the size of the school when you move into secondary school in particular. It's all the other practicalities and the transitions that come with that as well. So the need to take more responsibility, the need to organise, the need to plan yourself, the need to sort of engage in timetables, moving between lessons, different teachers, different expectations of different teachers, and so on. And that can be a huge thing for young people. And I think for children with additional needs, so for example autism and ADHD, that can raise a whole host of other issues around transition, the noise, the busyness, building relationships with teachers, perhaps people who don't know them so well, and needing to sort of transition many of the things that from perhaps their support plans that are very familiar to the staff that have supported them in primary school into the secondary environment in such a fluid environment where there's so much movement between classes and around the school.
So if I'm a parent listening to this, perhaps I'm a parent of a year six child who's looking ahead, and they're, I imagine they're doing all the open evenings and that sort of thing this term. Or if in fact I'm a parent of a year seven and my child is going through this at the moment, what sort of things can parents be doing to help ease that transition?
I mean, it absolutely depends what kind of support needs they're identifying, really. And I sort of like to think of them in different areas. The sort of the practical support needs around sort of problem solving, planning and organisation. And then there's the support needs around sort of orientation of where they're going to go. And that might be something, anything from perhaps having a buddy that's identifiable to them in the future, to say orientation visits, familiarisation visits with the school, with the teachers. Or it might be having something even more detailed, which might even include a breakdown between sort of what time does school start, what time does it finish, what's my teacher going to be called, what does my teacher look like. And you'd be surprised at how important actually a picture can be for some young people.
I think the message, even for any young person, is to take a real interest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going through the timetable with them.
Yeah, the timetable.
Where they're going to be.
Yes.
How long is it going to take them? What kind of lessons that going to be like? What do you think of that teacher now you're there? Taking a real interest is going to engage them, isn't it? And hopefully going to help, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And being really open about their feelings during that process as well. You know, which person do you like? What's nice about them? There may be some aspects that they're finding more challenging, but it could be things like what things are you looking forward to, what's been really good about the day, and then also being open and able to talk about some of the challenges that they might be experiencing as well. And I think a really important thing for many young people is to normalise many of the feelings that they're having about anxiety and worry and sadness, because as part of any transition, they are really normal feelings to be experienced.
Yeah.
And just kind of having that conversation openly and saying it's okay.
I imagine that it can be quite difficult in some instances to know as a parent how your child is coping. What kind of things would you be looking out for? Are there warning signs that maybe they're struggling?
Yeah, so again, kind of warning signs around emotions. If we're thinking about sadness, there might be increased tearfulness, spending perhaps bit more withdrawn, spending more time by themselves. They might be able to verbalise it, so they might be able to talk about some of the struggles that they're feeling, but you might start to notice that they perhaps have lost their appetite or they're not sleeping as well. And actually sleep's a really important part of sort of managing stress and emotions, as is sort of a healthy, balanced diet as well. I mean, obviously parents are their experts in their own children, aren't they? So I would never presume to say these are all the things you should be looking for, but they might be the kind of things that I'd be thinking about. Changes to your child's typical behaviour, yeah, where you think that doesn't seem quite like them.
It's a topsy-turvy world, the world of secondary school, isn't it? There's a lot to take into consideration. And as we've said, we could talk about this for a very long time. We are pressed for time, however. You mentioned additional needs earlier on. The previous episode of the show that we did with you, Laura, which is available on the website strayfm.com, focused all on autism, how you can identify does your child have autism and how you can work with that. The next time you're on this show, we'll be talking about ADHD as well, won't we? So if you've heard that mentioned today, if it's something that you've thought of, that you've wondered about your child, we'll be talking about that in more detail the next time you're on the show. Laura, just very quickly, tell us a bit about Evolve Psychology and how people can find out about you if they want to know more.
Evolve Psychology is an independent therapeutic psychological service now based in Victoria Avenue in Harrogate. So we're really easily located in the centre of town. We offer assessments for neurodevelopmental difficulties like ADHD and autism, as well as more broadly emotional wellbeing assessments, things we've talked about today, social anxiety, self-esteem, difficulties with anger and behaviour, depression, so on and so forth. There's a whole host of emotional difficulties that young people and adults experience. We have a really experienced team of clinical psychologists, speech and language therapists, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrists that all work together depending on the needs of the young person or adult to think about. You can contact us through our website, which is evolvepsychology.org, and there are contact forms on the website, or you can email us directly at inquiries@evolvepsychology.co.uk, or you can contact us via telephone, and the telephone number and all the contact details are also on our website or through our Facebook page.
Fantastic. And if this has resonated with you, if you want to get in touch, please do. And if you want to tell us how things are going at school, we'd love hearing stories about how families are getting on at school. You can get in touch with us via the website strayfm.com.
Evolve Psychology on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.